Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Fortnite Newscast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Fortnite Newscast. This is podcast episode 78. The date today is... Is it June? Or it's July? Yeah, it's June.
It's June already,
dude, I don't
know
months. My months are so fucking bad, honestly. Like, putting number to month is horrible for me. So it is June 5th, and this episode is brought to you with the average gamer in mind. And we're going to jump right into it. So, normally on our Wednesday shows, we have a patch to roll out for you guys, but patch 9.20 has been postponed. So... we're going to break down what you guys should be expecting in this upcoming patch, which I believe, I'm pretty sure it's releasing tomorrow. I'm almost 100% positive. So what to expect. If you guys haven't been on Fortnite in a couple days, you might not have seen the new item that is going to be coming, that is in the coming soon section. It is called Stormflip. So the quote underneath it says, "Unleash the storm or tame it. The choice is yours." So the picture is like an old-timey bottle with lightning coming out of it and the storm logo on it. So... I don't know what to expect. I'm really kind of excited to see where they go with this item because there's a lot of cool ways that they could implement this. So they could... Number, I just want to kind of address that the fact that it says unleash the storm or tame it. The choice is yours. So that it's indicating that there's multiple ways to use this item. And not like, yeah, you can use... The impulse has multiple uses. You know, you can hit an enemy off. You can boost yourself. It's not like that. It seems like that there are two intended uses for this item. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not really sure what to expect from this. So, a couple things that I could think of. Unleash the storm means that you almost create like an AoE around yourself. And anybody that's within a certain, like, you know, 5 to 10 meter radius or even a 1 block radius is going to be hit. And just, like, it just does storm damage. So, it just ticks for like 1 or 2. And then taming the storm could possibly be, it just negates all storm damage for a certain amount of time while you're running through storm. You just pop one of these and you're, you know, immune to storm damage. And those are really the only two things that I could think of.
Yeah, that was my only idea, was that you could survive in the storm longer or get increased movement speed in the storm, something like that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what unleash the storm could mean.
Yeah. One thing that I saw is, okay, so there was, I can't remember this guy's name and I wish I could give him credit for it, is that he actually proposed an idea for a storm grenade like a year ago. And it seems that Epic has taken his idea and, you know, quote unquote, taken his idea, because you don't really know if they did, but one thing that he did say that he would like to see is a grenade that, you throw it and in that area is like an area of storm. And he said that it would be cool for forcing people out of their one by ones. It would be cool to throw just on a build and see what kind of damage you can get. It's almost like because he said it would be like a floor to ceiling. Unlimited ceiling, like a just floor all the way up to build limit. And it would basically be a stink bomb, but it would just go through, you know, just up super freaking high.
That'd be way too OP.
That's what I was thinking too, because you gotta think like late game in like competitive. That'd be nuts.
Yeah, if you have two of those, it's guaranteed you're gonna win the game.
Yeah, but I think I do like that idea. That one is completely my own, of an area of effect just around yourself. Like, you drink it instead of throwing it. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, you gotta look at the name too, Storm Flip. Like, what does that mean? The only thing I can think that you like really flip is a pancake or an hourglass. So
the only thing you could think you flip?
Well, I mean, I was just making a joke. But
I was gonna say, there's so much stuff you can flip in the world.
I'm flipping you one thing right now.
Oh wow. I hope it's not your wiener. Okay.
It's the bird.
Oh,
flip, give me the middle finger.
Gotcha. So yeah, I mean this item actually does have the potential to be pretty freaking sweet. Yeah, and
yeah,
go ahead.
Go on.
Okay. And another, he had multiple ideas for what the storm thing was going to be. This guy that I can't remember his name, but he was also saying something about, it's almost like a, so like in late game when storm starts to, like, you have the shifting circles, is you could almost like reroute it to not move in that direction. Like you can throw its path off. I don't know how that would work. Like you throw the storm flip and then the storm, instead of moving to the area it wants to, it reroutes to where you threw the storm flip grenade, which would make sense with the name storm flip. It flips the storm from where it wanted to go to another spot.
Yeah, how would that work with multiple of them though?
Yeah, see, that's one thing. I don't really think that could be a thing, because now that I'm thinking about it, in my mind this thing's a grenade. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's a bottle, so I'm assuming it's a consumable. A consumable would make more sense.
I don't think you're going to consume it. I think the bottle is just there for, I don't know, like, I don't think you're actually going to consume it. I think there might be an option to just like take the cork out or like to throw it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know what to think about this thing.
I think we need Molotov cocktails, and it just burns all.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the wooden structures.
I think that would be so, so cool.
That would be so horrible. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that'd be funny. So, yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see what this entails, and I'm excited to get on tomorrow and definitely check it out. And also, another change that you guys can be expecting is a nerf to the Boombo. Being an avid Boombo lover, I'm actually kind of upset to hear this, but in a Reddit AMA in the competitive Fortnite section, the Fortnite design lead, Eric Williamson, was answering questions, and he was asked about the Boombo, if it was going to be removed from the game or vaulted anytime soon, and he did mention that there would be adjustments made in this patch, and they're obviously not going to freaking buff it. They're just going to – it's going to be debuffed like crazy.
Yeah, this thing was way too powerful, if I'm honest.
I could really see – honestly, I think a really good change for this weapon would be to just make it take rockets. Because it's powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it does the same damage that an RPG does, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Like 110?
It does. It'll hit 115 if you just hit somebody in the body with it, but just 100 splash damage regardless.
Yeah. That would... Yeah, I don't know if people would really use it a whole lot then. Because that explosive category is really kind of... You know, it has the potential to be a damage dealer.
Yeah.
But I don't think... I think people use it a little more... sparingly than that, you mm-hmm. know, especially
yeah.
in competitive and stuff. They use it to break down builds, to open up lines of sight, stuff like that.
What about, like, I know it wouldn't really make sense firing it from a bullet or firing it from a bow, but neither does a shotgun shell. What about like heavy ammo? Because I feel like you find a lot less heavy than you do shotgun in a game.
That would make a little more sense, but I still think you're going to have way more heavy ammo than you're going to need.
Yeah.
Because if you pick this up, you're probably not going to pick up a sniper as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I would say on average, I'm usually running around with 50 heavy ammo.
Yeah.
Only from like a kill or two.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I think we're probably just going to see maybe more bullet travel time, like slow the arrows down.
Yeah.
Or less damage, or a combination of the both.
I could see a combination of both. They have that double nerf sense. They like to do that a lot.
Yeah. I think almost for certain, though, it'll just be a damage nerf.
Yeah.
All right. So within that same AMA, a Reddit user named PMonkey98.
P Money.
Why did I read a monkey?
I have no idea.
The K in there. There's no K. All right. So PMoney98 asked in the same Reddit AMA, this is his quote, "The shotgun pullout delay was initially added to prevent the double shotgun meta. In the current state of the game, double shotgun is both obsolete and irrelevant. The pullout delay feels obtrusive and clunky. Are there any plans to change this?" To which Eric replied, Eric Williamson, "We're looking into possible tuning iterations here. The main thing we want to keep in mind is that the pump shotgun is still available in creative and always has the potential to be unvaulted. So we want to make sure that any adjustments take its unique characteristics into consideration." So it sounds like they're not going to bring back, or they're not going to implement the shotgun delay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I really like this because it still gives us hope that, like, the pump could come back, or a different version of the pump is going to come back sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that if they were just, like, we're vaulting the pump for the long haul, I don't see why it would be so bad to take that out. Because I feel like Fortnite really does have, like, this big, long plan of when they're going to, like, this is going to be in like a season look ahead. Like, they have to have some sort of season look ahead. Like, they're probably right now planning like season 11. So mm-hmm. I would imagine that they have it kind of like skeletoned out to when they're going to vault some stuff and introduce some new items. I really feel like if they were going to vault this for the long haul, that they would erase the shotgun delay would be gone.
Yeah, because it's really not, I mean, if they got rid of the shotgun delay, do you think people would double shotgun now that we only have the tac and the combat?
I don't
think
so.
Both have 8 or more shells and a super fast rate of fire.
Yeah, I was going to say the fire rate was the biggest thing, was because that was back in the double pump day, was when you didn't get those guaranteed 3 shots. That was back when you could still hit a 9 with the pump.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the biggest things that it was used for, was because you hit that 9, you just swap quick and hit a 150. It was, you were able to do that. But now with these shotguns, like you're getting, I don't want to say you're guaranteed more damage than you were back with the pump when double pump was a thing. So and you're actually firing the combat shotgun just about as fast as you would fire double pump.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, double shotgunning would be completely irrelevant in the game anymore. So mm-hmm. I think that it would be the right move to take out the shotgun delay.
Would the point be? I mean, there wouldn't be any point then, because you're really not making a change.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's that, because is the timer still there where if you shoot and then swap back? Because that could be it. Like, maybe they want to shoot the, shoot the combat, swap to like a deagle or swap to a flint knock, and then swap back. Mm. And that timer is still there, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing Eric Williamson went on to talk about in this AMA. He addressed the rumors of an FOV slider and said nothing of the sort is in the works. So if you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, we might have talked about it. I remember reading about it. I think we talked about it. There were rumors going around where you could change the field of view, or that you would be able to in a future update. So, like, you know how PC players were playing on stretched res because it made them better, whatever. I don't know what the whole argument is, but
yeah,
supposedly the rumor was that was going to come to consoles and be added to the base game and everything, but it seems that is not the case.
Fake news
But I'm fine with that. I mean, I don't need to play on stretch res.
Yeah, me neither. I've been playing like this for the last
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Year and a half, I think I can just keep rolling with it.
Yeah, seriously.
So, some possible fun changes coming in the future. So, a Reddit user by the name of Lightning_Splash has found some changes to some weapons that are in the vault currently. So these weapons are the revolver. So the changes that were made to the revolver, well, there's also another weapon. I'm not trying to say that like the weapons were just the revolver, because that sounded really stupid when I said it. So the revolver has undergone a couple changes while sitting in the vault. Now, keep in mind, this is still in creative and it is still in playground mode, but they upped the fire rate, and then they have also increased the reload time. So my biggest thought is, why would they make a change for the revolver when it's just in playgrounds and creative? Because when you're playing playgrounds and creative, there is not a damn person that picks up the revolver and says, I'm going to use this. I'm going to choose this in my prime loadout to fight a bunch of people with.
You know, seriously.
You're taking the heavy snipe, the gold scar, the gold combat shotgun, and a drum gun, and then meds. In no situation am I swapping any of those guns out for a revolver, honestly. So why do you this change has to be coming to in-game, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they're making changes to a weapon in the vault, it seems to me like they're playing around with it. They are adjusting it. And I would imagine they would like to bring it back into the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the only path that would lead me down.
So here's maybe another little stray path that you missed while walking on your path. Do you think that it could be for the Wild West LTM? Because the revolver's in that.
Back?
I mean, I don't. It would make sense if I feel like people liked it. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was just the six shooter in the Wild West. Six shooter, hunting rifle, shotgun.
Oh, was that what it is? Oh, damn. I thought the revolver was in there. I could be wrong.
I don't think so, because it wasn't in the game at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's when it got vaulted and then got replaced with
the six. Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, I mean, I would like to see the revolver come back. The revolver was really, the blue revolver was fun as shit to use. And I don't know how it would compare to the Deagle now, because the Deagle got such a big nerf. So it'd be cool to see if it comes back. But what I really want to talk about, and what really just tickles my fancy if this gun fucking makes a return to the game, the heavy shotgun. It's also undergone some reticle changes while in the vault, and I don't know how we missed this. Everyone was so focused on the combat shotgun being in the season 9 like main loading screen for when you load up the game of Fortnite, but we all missed that Stratus was holding the heavy shotgun. I don't know how I missed that, because I really liked the heavy shotgun when it was in the game. It was very fun. It was a high hitting gun. This could be why they don't plan on making any changes to the shotgun delay, because this gun was a heavy hitter while it did fire a little faster than the pump. But it's not going to fire anywhere near as fast as the combat or the TAC. So this could be why they're holding it back. And I could really see this gun coming back, especially since it's featured in that loading screen.
Yeah, I loved the heavy shotgun. I don't know how we missed that. But reticle changes, this makes me ask the question, you know, is it going to be like a circle or a square, or could we see like an X reticle and then this shotgun fires a different pattern than all of the other shotguns?
That'd be sweet.
Which I thought was something that they should have done to make each shotgun a little more unique.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it having all the shotguns have the same fire pattern makes it easy for the player, right? Because you can pick up one shotgun and kind of know what to expect, just compare it to the other ones.
Uh-huh.
But I think it would definitely make it more like unique and dynamic if each shotgun had its own different reticle.
All I was gonna say was I think we should get the double barrel back.
Whatever. I mean, okay. Yeah. Sure. I mean, I would definitely allow it in the game, but I would not use it ever.
That's fine. I'd use it over the TAC.
So what do you think it means, like the reticle changes are? What do you think that means?
Honestly, because what I read is there were no like leaked files or anything like that. It was just that they said they saw reticle changes. So I don't know if maybe they mean bullet spread changes are going to be different, like the actual pattern that Austin was talking about, or an actual reticle, because they've seemed to, like, now with this combat shotgun, they're going with that super, super tight reticle, which when the heavy shotgun came out, it was the tightest reticle that we had because the pump was big and the tack was even bigger. So I don't know if maybe they're gonna widen the heavy shotgun's reticle so we have like a perfectly like in between reticle now. But the only thing that I see this meaning is that it's coming back.
I think so too. I mean, we could say the same with the revolver.
Yeah.
Both changes were made in the vault. Yeah, I think it's viable that we see these back this season.
For sure. And I'm very excited about it.
So in previous fashion, Garrett and I have had this little, it's not an argument, it was just I told you.
Oh, yeah.
About Tfue starting an organization. So at first Garrett said, you know, I don't think he's ever going to start one. And then last podcast, I found a tweet from his brother that said he wanted to start his own org, mm-hmm. that Tfue wanted to start his own org. And now Garrett has dropped the bomb on me that mm-hmm. Tfue was recently a guest on the Concrete podcast, where he was asked if he had any plans to start his own esports organization. And this is his direct quote.
And this is the nail in the coffin. This is directly from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I never said that once. No. Hell no. I don't have time to run a company. I'm too stupid. I can't even read a contract. You don't want me to run an esports organization. So, yeah, that was straight from Tfue's mouth.
Yeah. So. So fuck Tfue's you, bud.
Whatever. Whatever, loser.
No, but yeah, I'm very happy that this finally got addressed.
For our sake, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think – I think people are more still caught up on his drama than – thinking about him opening or starting an esports organization.
Yeah, I mean, so I was trying to find the clip of this actual podcast on YouTube. So I type in Tfue on making his own esports organization, and I scrolled through probably 50 clickbait videos of streamers reacting to Tfue starting his own organization, and half of them were called the Peen Org, half of them were called the Tfue Team, and it was so like, people don't understand how clickbaity their shit is. Oh, they probably do understand it. That's why they do it. But it's just so annoying. I couldn't find it on YouTube. I had to just straight up Google search it and go to a site that I didn't know that I had never heard of before to actually find the clip of the podcast. It's wild. Yeah.
Well, it's been addressed.
Yes, it has been addressed and has been finalized. And moving on to the last part of this is we are almost a freaking week behind on challenges. Guys, I want to take this to apologize for the no podcast last Sunday because there was literally nothing to talk about. This was before Tfue stated the organization. This is before we found out about the possible unvaulting of weapons. We had the AMA. We didn't even have the storm flip up yet, and then we just had the challenges. So it would have been like a 5-minute podcast. And we don't want to debate you guys into thinking, oh yeah, I get to listen to it on my commute, but then like you really could just listen to it like while you're in the shower. So we don't want to play that game with you guys. So we're gonna bundle it all up into this big one. So we have the week 4 challenges: deal 500 damage with sniper rifles to opponents. The next challenge is a stage challenge. So stage 1 is dance inside of a holographic tomato head. This is located at Mega Mall. Stage two is to dance inside of a holographic Durberger head. This is in Neo Tilted, the highest building you can get on. You can't miss it. And then stage three is to dance on top of a giant dumpling head, which can be found in Lucky Landing. The final free challenge is to get three legendary weapon eliminations. Super simple. So that's the end of the free challenges. On to the Battle Pass challenges. If you are one of those rich snobs that owns the Battle Pass, destroy three loot carriers in different matches. The next one is a stage challenge. You have to land at Polar Peak, then land at Lazy Lagoon, land at Salty Springs, land at The Block, and land at Lonely Lodge. The next challenge is to eliminate three opponents in Haunted Hills or Dusty Divot. And the last challenge is to visit five different name locations in a single match. That one's actually kind of tough.
Yeah, it's just a lot of running around.
You know the easiest way to do that?
Wee woo wee woo. No, how?
Oh, team share it and have everybody land at a separate location. And then you got four of them right there.
I kind of forgot the challenge. Party assist was a thing.
Party assist is sweet. I use it a lot. Like when I play with Thirsty, because he's a little bit better than I am. So he's able to help me get those challenges done.
I'm always like so far behind on my challenges that nobody else is doing them. So it just ends up me doing the challenges anyways by myself.
Yeah. I've been having so much fun on Fortnite in the last couple days. So I've been streaming like this weird mix of games. I've been streaming a lot of Dauntless. Dauntless is super fun. Me and Austin have picked that up. If you guys don't know what Dauntless is, it's a free game on PS4. I stream it all the time. It's like Monster Hunter, but like a great value Monster Hunter. Very fun. And then
It's made by Epic Games.
Yeah, it is. I played a little bit of Apex today just because there's a new event that came out. And then mainly Fortnite. I'm having a lot of fun on Fortnite. I'm realizing that I just need to stop being a little bitch about the shotguns and just roll with it. And after my warm-up games yesterday, I didn't have a game where I had less than 7 kills. I was on fire, dude. Yeah, so I dropped... I didn't drop anywhere. I dropped Tilted and Mega Mall the whole time. So I dropped Tilted, and then I died. Like, there were three matches where I died really quick right off the start, and then the next match I dropped 7. Then the match after that, I dropped 9. And then the match after that, I dropped 7. And then Thursday was like, yo, let's play duos. So we played one duo, got wiped real quick. And then the next one, we won. We had like 16 or 17 kills. And we were just shredding. I had a blast playing yesterday. I felt like I was untouchable.
Feels good to be a god, right?
Feels good, man.
All right, everybody, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If we reported anything wrong or didn't cover something you wanted to hear about, or even if you just want to say hi to us, you can find us on Twitter at CastFortnite. You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Search for Fortnite Newscast and look for the llama logo. Or if you have an Amazon Alexa, you can tell her to play the podcast titled Fortnite Newscast. You can join our community over on Discord, and you will find a link for that in the description of this podcast or in the bio on our Twitter, which is at CastFortnite, by the way. So thank you all so much for listening. We will see you on the next episode, and remember, as always, stay average, gamers.